Well, as the temperatures began to soar this week, people were urged to reduce their power consumption. But with the demand for electricity skyrocketing, the take-up of renewable energy is also proving to be a challenge in the Western Murray region that spans Victoria's northwest and the far west of New South Wales. It's an area that's proving attractive to renewable energy investors, but the Australian Energy Market Operator says the scale and pace of solar in remote areas is presenting technical issues affecting the power grid's performance and stability. Christopher Tester has been taking a look.
It's known for its arid landscapes and fruit and nut farms, but in recent years, investors have been looking to the West Murray region to set up large-scale solar. But 4 months ago, the Australian Energy Market Operator ordered 4 solar farms in northwest Victoria and one near Broken Hill to reduce their output.
In total, it's about 370 megawatts of generation and has been asked to cut back their output by about 50%.
Former Pacific Hydro CEO Rob Grant chairs a clean energy group which represents more than 20 investors in the national electricity market. They've invested about $11 billion in renewables so far.
It's a very significant impact on consumers because those projects are all producing energy at prices lower than the wholesale energy market, and therefore not being able to generate at normal capacity means that consumers are having to buy that energy elsewhere and pay a higher price.
According to the market operator, the 5 solar farms had produced voltage oscillations that exceeded regulated limits, and it made the call to protect the integrity of the power grid. But Rob Grant says it took him by surprise.
All these projects were built, they were commissioned, they received their registration from AEMO, and were operating, you know, quite normally.
In a statement, the market operator says it's working with solar generators, equipment suppliers and distribution companies to develop a solution, but it's a slow process. And Rob Grant says investors would like more clarity on what's happening.
It's actually having a knock-on effect with all new projects in New South Wales and Victoria. I think AEMO have been using the West Murray as a bit of a laboratory on, you know, how to look at bringing on clusters of projects.
Jason Modica is a Mildura councillor who ran an independent campaign for the seat of Mallee at last year's federal election. He says the region's one of the best places to invest in solar.
Even as a council, we could have probably lobbied a lot more to the state and federal governments to ask questions of how we're going to deal with our biggest asset, which is the sun. I think it's everybody needs to put their hand up and take a bit of the blame and look at it again and try and rectify the problem.
The Australian Energy Market Operator says potential investors are still lining up to look at the West Murray, even though it's a weak part of the network. But Rob Grant says it's the everyday Australian who'll pay a high price if a solution isn't found, and investors are already on edge.
You know, if we don't have a regulatory environment, or we don't have a system that's, you know, implemented through AEMO that they can trust and understand, well, then they either don't invest at all, they go off and invest in other things like, you know, toll roads or ports or the like, or they apply a higher risk premium to their investment in the future. And both of those things just in the end mean higher costs for consumers.
Former Pacific Hydro CEO Rob Grant and Christopher Tester with that report.